Gosh. So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's gonna stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Myself, John Rush, Andy Pate, of course, with us. He does movies and all sorts of other things here as well, and I appreciate Andy very much even filling in for me last week with all that I had going on. So I said that earlier in the week, but I really do appreciate that, Andy. Thank you for doing all that last week.
You know what? I'm happy to help.
I appreciate
happy
it.
To help.
It was a big help. It really was. So thank you.
Sure.
All right, Richard will be joining us here in a few minutes. Ann is with us as well, Dan's sister, our producer. And again, I said this earlier in the last hour, but all of the upgrades you're now seeing on Facebook, the website, and so on, that's because of Ann. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
Good stuff. All right, what are we doing here for movies? Richard's going to call after the break, so what are we doing?
Well, Ann had promised to shave her head during the break.
Oh, yeah.
Ann.
You but know, the check wasn't big enough for you guys.
Oh,
I
there
see.
Weren't enough zeros on the end.
I see. Instead of zeros before, like we normally.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There's something very cool about bald guys in movies.
You think?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're usually cool. You have these like really sinister villains. We'll have a few of those. You have these cool heroes. Bald guys in movies are cool. There's you will almost never see. I mean,
what made you pick this? Was it really looking at Dan's bald head?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Well, actually, I was thinking about. Well, yeah. Probably.
Okay.
But
I'm fine with it. Whatever.
How many bald guys in movies have you seen, John, who were not cool, who were
not too many.
Stupid, silly, whatever? It happens.
Not very often, though.
I mean, you know, you got good Larry point. Curly and Moe. Curly was bald.
You have a good point.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about that before, but you have a good point.
Right. Bald guys are cool.
All right. So we're going to come back. You can text us your favorite bald guy or gal movies, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a full long segment in with Richard as soon as he joins us. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, by the way, wants to make sure you're properly insured. And insurance is a big deal. Most people hate writing that check, but you know what? When you need it and it's there, you love it. So give Paul a call today and find out how it can work out for you. He'll give you a free quote, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers. And I love Kurt. He's a great friend of mine. And he's been doing he's been doing all the mortgage brokerage things that I've needed now for 5-6 years. And I've known Kurt a very long time. He's a great supporter of the program here. And I will tell you right now that he's never bothered by anybody calling, asking questions. Even if you just want to know, hey, I have this. I'm thinking about doing that. How does it work? You know, is it the right thing for me? Kurt will explain all that to you with no obligation whatsoever. So call Kurt today, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5-6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. lower your payment, and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable interest mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
From Denver's KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with your traffic and weather. I-25 and Spear, two right lanes are blocked. A crash on Peoria just north of I-70. I-225 north at Yosemite, stop and go with a fender bender there. Down south, I-25 at the Greenland exit in the gap. Crash there. Skyview weather for the Denver Metro. Snow showers off and on with a low of 27. 1 to 3 inches of total accumulation depending on where you are. The sheet of ice below the powder is what you need to be aware of. The weekend's going to be clear and cold with temps from the mid-20s to the low 30s. The Rockies are postponed tonight and will play two against the amazing Mets tomorrow. Sunday, warmer, clearer with a high near 56. That's traffic and weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. Your home station.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we're waiting for Richard, but we're going to go anyways because we have to. The show goes on. Real quick, though, we did have we'll start with this. We've got a texter that texted in.
Okay.
A particular movie.
All right.
And they get bonus points because it's a lady.
Hey!
LT, make sure I'm saying this right, Leah on Star Trek, the motion picture.
Yes.
Oh, Lieutenant. Sorry. I didn't see it. I didn't read it that way.
Well, yeah, Star Trek, the motion picture, that first one, which, by the way, was slow. They literally, it felt like they took 2 hours just showing the ship.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, she was, by the way, you took one of mine.
It's all right. Mr. Texter.
That's okay. A good one. Mr. Texter, you took
one
of mine.
That's
because
all right. We'll take it.
She was cute, though.
That's what they're there. That's what we're here for, is them. So go ahead. You're up. You're first.
Richard's and yes, I did make my wife shave her head after that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet that went over well.
Wear the little lieutenant outfit.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right.
Here too much info. TMI, by the way. TMI.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't do that. I don't do weirdness. By the way, first, Richard, how you doing?
I am well. I'm still, you people in these categories, we've got to spice it up a little bit.
What? Come on, movies with bald guys? You don't like movies with bald guys?
Because Richard has hair.
No, this is one of, Andy, this shows me you're getting up there in eight. I don't know what else to say about it. Both of you, this is just.
I don't pick the movies. Don't blame this one on me.
Yeah, this is totally on me.
This is on Andy.
For folks for out there, I tried to change the category. No one wanted to listen to me. They're like, no, this will be hilarious.
What did you want?
What was the category?
This bald head one. He doesn't like it.
Well, Richard, yeah, Richard wanted movies with people with hair. And
Andy,
I just felt, Richard, I thought that was a little too broad, okay? What?
Any movie would be more expansive. Any category would be more expansive than movies with bald guys.
There's a lot, actually.
There's plenty.
Did you Google it? Richard?
Or are you doing it from memory?
Yes. He blew it.
Okay.
I did it from memory.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
You're up first.
As I told you, the best villains are the bald villains because they are sinister. They're scary. There's just something very powerful about them. Let's start with, of course, Dr. Evil.
Are we going to play?
Moon into what I like to call a Death Star. What?
Ah, nothing, Darth.
What did you call me?
No, nothing.
Rip off! Bless you. Anyways, the key to this plan is the giant laser. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh, my God.
What now?
The Alan Parsons Project is a progressive rock band in 1982. Why don't you just call it Operation Wang Chung, ass?
What should we?
Nothing. I'm sure Operation Banana Ram will be huge.
What are you saying?
If you're trying to be hip.
www.sh.com.
Shh.
I'm sorry. I keep coming back to Dr.
You know,
Evil.
You know, you get a double one in here if you'd mention it.
What?
You're not thinking correctly.
What do you mean?
You can get a 2-for-1 on this one if you do it right.
What, oh, Mini-Me?
Yeah.
Well, I know Mini-Me, yeah.
Bald Midget, even.
Yeah. It is serious. A twofer. It is a twofer. Twofer.
There you go. Oh, sorry. Charlie said person. What are there? Charlie. Okay, I grew up with a midget, so you know what? It's not a big deal. Midget, little person. And by the way, there's a difference. A little person's not a midget. A midget's a midget. Just saying. Well, that's a dwarf. Well, the dwarf is a little person. Midget's a midget. Dwarf's a little person. I'm pretty sure I'm right. And I'm not being funny. I'm being honest. I'm being very serious.
Well, back to Mini-Me.
Go ahead.
The thing I like
about...
Who
is a midget.
Yes, who was a midget. Mini-Me was the whole reason they put that character in there was because every corporate boss who's a lousy boss likes to have yes-men around them. So this guy actually had one created.
Mini-Me.
Yes.
And a cat. It was a hairless cat. You got a 3-1,
oh,
by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, there. The hairless
you
cat.
You got the cat, so you got 3 for this one.
I don't think we're going to go to cats. I'll just take the 2-for.
We might have to, though, if we run out of movies.
I got a bunch.
Okay, Richard, since since you're so into this category, I want you to do 5 each time. So go ahead and reel off 5 movies of bald guys.
I would be digging into the depths, Andy, into the depths at that point in time.
All right.
All right, so I am going to go start out with a TV show and maybe probably take one off of your list, Dad, and that's going to be Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Walter.
Because he was a very, very bad, well, not very bad, I guess he was a good guy. He was a good guy, right?
Yeah, I guess. He killed some people.
He's cool.
Yeah, you know, it was for the betterment of
No, you know, he's just gang members. You know, cartel he killed, so I guess it wasn't a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever. Worthless scum
but I guess
they are.
A good series that you can get started in and kind of get invested in and learn the ways of Walter White.
Yeah,
the chemistry teacher.
Good choice.
Now,
I like it.
Now you guys aren't thinking, Richard. There's a twofer in Breaking Bad. If you're going to mention Breaking Bad,
who?
No, I'm not mentioning him.
Oh, you're not. Oh, you're saving. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm not actually saving, but I guess I'll let you do it.
John,
again, there's not many to choose from, Dad. So you gotta. Pick and choose here.
Okay.
There are plenty to choose from.
Yeah, I have a ton, by the way.
I got a ton. Go ahead, John.
Hang on. I've got to cross one off because I had on mine Dr. Evil, Mini-Me, the Bald Midget, and the Hairless Cat. That was on my list, so I'm going to have to take that off now.
All right.
Okay, I have a woman.
Hey.
Which I'm surprised. I'm going to steal this from Andy because I'm sure he's going to mention it. That would be Alien with Sigourney Weaver.
Yep.
She was bald. So I get 2-fers for that one. That's a female, bald female actress.
Okay, well then before, that's good, and before I lose all the female ones, let me jump in with one.
Okay, all right.
The Precog from Minority Report.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah. There's 3 of those, though. Oh, but there's only 1 female, right?
Right,
2 males.
Female.
1 female, 2 males.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I watched it the other night. I think that's correct.
Yeah, 3 bald ones, but I'm talking about, just one... Who was
but there
a
was
woman,
only 1 female because the other 2 were the males, right?
Right, so I only get 1 extra point.
That's
so.
Right, okay. That's in Minority Report, right?
Minority Report. Richard, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to go, and this is going to be a 2-for, Dad, and this is going to be one of your favorite actors of all time here, and that is going to be Vin Diesel and The Rock.
A putz.
Fast and the Furious.
What is it? Fast and the Furious?
Yeah,
that's
all
stupid.
Of them. Like
that's
all
stupid movie.
Vin Diesel's in it, and then obviously The Rock.
So Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, didn't Vin Diesel do Hamlet? I'm kidding.
Never mind.
What? No. I'm
joking. Vin Diesel can't act. That guy, he's worse than Schwarzenegger.
No, he is.
He's awful. How could anybody watch a movie with Vin Diesel in it? How could anybody do that?
They are entertaining.
It's bad. I'm sorry.
No, it's just a simple fact that they're just entertaining.
Go ahead, Ann.
I actually have one.
Oh, my gosh.
Star Wars. When they take the helmet off of Darth Vader, he's bald.
That's a good point.
Luke, I am your father.
Most people aren't like that, though, because they've had everything burned off them. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. You guys aren't going to believe this, but I actually have one.
Okay.
And I know it always comes up. I haven't mentioned it for several weeks now, though, for various reasons. But it would be Sir Ben Kingsley in Schindler's List.
Yep.
There you go.
By the way, there's another one with Ben Kingsley. Should I just throw it out really quick?
Sure, there's a bunch, but go ahead.
Gandhi.
And Iron Man 3.
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay, I've
Sir
got
Ben. Why is it Sir, by the way? Why is he Sir? Oh, Charlie says British.
They call everybody Sir in Britain, even the women. That's how it is now.
Is it really?
You can't tell anymore if someone's a sir or... Never mind. I'm going to go into another
movie. Right along, Andy. Let's moving
play,
along.
Okay, let me just play this movie. Here's a bald guy talking.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What do you think? Come on, Matrix. Morpheus. He was great. Morpheus was awesome in The Matrix.
I agree.
Come on, Richard. You like it.
Yeah, no. I will give you a good choice there. He was a good bald character. Good bald choice. Which leads me to another bald black man.
Okay.
Just in general. And that is going to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so good. Which movie? And,
although you cannot, obviously we can't use Pulp Fiction because he had a very nice afro in that. So. But in most of his other films since, in Kingsman and all the Avengers and also a bunch of other movies too.
All right, so I got to mark some of those off of my list. I'm stealing my stuff.
That was a good one.
Dad, why don't you, Dad, if you like bald guys so much, why don't you go bald?
Ooh, I like my hair.
No on the bald, John.
I like having hair. And I have very good genes, and will most likely have hair all my life. So I'm doing good. I
John,
like that.
John, you have the most fake looking toupee I've ever seen.
You can't tell it
for
comes
you
off
people. For you people loving bald stuff so bald guys so much, you guys sure don't seem to embrace it, Andy.
Okay, I have one. I have one, Richard.
I'm working on it.
That you will like. Which is probably not on anybody's list because a listener just sent this in, and I forgot about this. I guarantee you guys did too. This would be Tommy Boy. When the hairpiece came off of Richard.
Yeah. I loved it.
Right?
You and your bald friend there.
I had forgot all about that. So good one, Mr. Listener. Thank you. Or Mrs. Listener. I don't know which one it is, but thank you very much.
That's
yes,
a good one.
I'll steal that and use it. Thank you.
That's one of my faves.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Really quick
Richard.
Here. Let's just do a little clip here. And I just killed it. Okay.
A
let's
little
do
clip.
A different clip.
Okay.
This is from Con Air.
Oh, my God. Say there was a disturbance, but everything's under control. Say it, or I will kill you.
Without me, you got nobody to fly the plane.
I never think that far ahead.
All right, I'm doing it. Just take it easy.
And if you say a word about this over the radio, the next wings you see will belong to the flies buzzing over your rotting corpse.
Carson City.
Gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
I have the only gun on board. Welcome to Con Air.
John Malkovich.
Yeah, he's good.
In Con Air. He was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Once again, am I right? Sinister villain.
Yeah, he's good.
With no hair.
No, he's good. No, I'll give you that. He's good.
Richard, you're
he's
up.
On my list, so he's
good.
The
pressure is on, Richard. I just did a John Malkovich movie. Follow that.
I'm going to beat you with probably one of the most famous bald men to exist in acting, and I'm just going to pick the X-Men series, and that's going to be Patrick Stewart.
Oh, you took it!
Yep.
That's
what
the
you
best.
Get, Andy. I don't feel bad.
Dr. Xavier. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but now I feel
Dr.
bad.
Professor Xavier, Andy. You get it right.
Professor X. Professor X. So I've just been outmanned all the way. Professor X.
Professor
he was great
X.
as that, by the way.
Okay.
You know, I don't remember a movie review with so much competition in it.
There was a lot.
Between you guys. Oh. I mean, this one's intense today.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Jason, hang tight. I'll get you as soon as I do mine because this was going to be on the top of my list anyways. Jason calls back, by the way. How about Yul Brynner in Ten Commandments?
Oh, yes.
It was just on. Right? Ramses.
Yeah. Okay, well then, why don't we go Yul Brynner in The King and I?
Okay.
That was good.
And let's throw one more Yul Brynner out, can I? As long as we're on a roll. The Magnificent Seven. Westworld. Charlie just... Yul Brynner. And the neat thing about Yul Brynner was he was a bald actor before bald actors were cool.
That's true.
Okay. He did it back when nobody was doing it.
True.
And he was awesome.
True.
Did you ever see the original Magnificent Seven? No?
I don't think I saw the original one. No, the remake I saw.
I know you wouldn't see King and I. Anne, King and I?
I saw that one. I think that was good.
That was great.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, you're up.
No, yeah, oh, yeah. So that was Andy. So, yeah, Jason, if you're out there, call us back. I'll get you on air as quick as I can. 303-477-5600. By the way, you can text us your movie ideas as well. 307-200-8222. Go ahead, Richard.
Don't be trying to skip me. Usually skip me once a week, and I don't say anything because I feel bad and upset about it.
So I'm sorry.
I only skip you after you beat me like you just did on the last round.
Well, you
it hurt me.
All
right, so this
I go home. My wife doesn't. I go home. My wife doesn't respect me.
Well, it's mainly because you're a Packers fan, Andy.
That's, that's a good point.
There we go.
This is a little bit more or lesser known, and I'm going to go all the way back to the first Iron Man, and that's going to be the villain in that movie, and that's Jeff Bridges.
Which in oh yeah, you're
yep.
right. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
He's the, yeah. you know, the guy
who worked for Stark.
The original dude, right? He fires up the suit. I forgot
yeah,
his exact name.
That is an
excellent example. That's a good
one. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
There you go.
Not as good as Yul Brynner, but, you know, it was okay. It was a
I
good
don't know.
Try.
Pretty, that, what's weird about that is he's usually never bald.
Right.
Exactly.
Right?
He
so he's not like – it's not like he's a bald actor. He just was bald as an actor in that movie.
Exactly.
Okay, good one. All right, I have one and too many movies to mention, but most of you will recognize the name by the dude in the Farmers ads. That would be J.K. Simmons.
I love him.
Because he's in a gazillion movies.
And he's so good.
Literally from, what do we got, 21 Bridges to Spider-Man to American Dad to I can go down the list. It just keeps on going and going and going. I mean, he plays all sorts of things throughout the, you know, the course of his career. Now, typically, though, not a main leading actor, am I right? Usually he's a supporting actor, right?
Right.
In fact, is there a movie he's the leading actor in? Am I missing something? Or is he always a supporting actor?
You know what? I can't think of one. No. Because he is always a supporting.
There are some coming out with him in it. Now, question, where I think he's going to be the lead actor. Question for you all, though, listening. Richard,
yeah.
You too. Is it every time you see him, do you think Farmers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. I mean, think about that. So has Farmers done a fabulous job with an actor to where no matter what he's ever in, the first thing you think of is Farmers?
Well, what if Flo from Progressive did a movie? What would you think of? The
Progressive.
Oh,
always.
Yeah.
Always. Always.
Yeah. Richard?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's part of the problem with some of these people in their roles is you can never get out of it. It's like Will Ferrell can never play a serious role, right? You're never going to
take him serious.
No, and he tried to a couple years ago. That was a mistake.
Even Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's tried to do serious stuff too, but he can never do – you can't do it.
Yep. All right, we'll go through the rest of this round. It's your turn.
Okay, I got to do a clip. Here we go. Because you hate him, so we got to do it. And that is Mr. Vin Diesel in a movie where he was perfect for the role – Pitch Black.
Where the hell can I get eyes like that?
Gotta kill a few people.
Okay, I can do it.
And you gotta get sent to a slam where they tell you you'll never see daylight again. You dig up a doctor, and you pay him 20 menthol cools to do a surgical shine job on your eyeballs.
So he can see who's sneaking up on you in the dark?
Exactly.
Leave. Leave.
He is perfect for the role, but the way his delivery of the lines throughout that movie in Pitch Black, and by the way,
anybody could deliver those lines in that movie.
No, absolutely not. When you see Pitch Black, there are very, very, very few actors who could deliver the lines and make them work like he does in that movie.
Anybody could deliver a Vin Diesel line.
Nope, not in that movie. You know why? because sometimes you get an actor who isn't even good.
Yeah, that's him. That's
no,
him.
I'm with you. I've always said he's not a good actor. I'm with you. I don't like Vin Diesel as an actor. Are you kidding? That's why I joked about Hamlet. But in that movie, he was perfect. There, every now and then, you'll get a role that is absolutely suited and perfect for the actor. And in that movie, it was. And you've got to watch Vin. You've got to watch Pitch Black.
How does a guy like Vin Diesel ever get an acting job in the first place? Because he can't act.
Well, Pitch Black is what put him on the. That's what put him really in the big leagues.
Okay.
He came out of nowhere doing that movie. So there you go.
Okie dokie, Richard, you're up.
I think you are way overrating the aspect of being a good actor, because you can, again, you can do a lot of different things in the world, but you know, if you can bring in the hundreds of millions of dollars that Vin Diesel has, I don't care if people pay to watch you breathe, you know, whatever floats your boat. It's America.
Thank you.
Okay.
You should be able to get paid doing it. Plus, the next guy I'm going to mention here, the next film I should, well, actually, this is going to be a different one. But we go back to The Rock, right? Let's be honest. The Rock isn't in some great, you know, actor, you know, phenomena. He's not winning Academy Awards. But the dude's a gazillionaire.
At least he's a likable guy, though. I mean, Vin Diesel has no personality. The guy's just a bleh.
No, you just don't like
The best movie, by the way, Vin Diesel ever played, the best part he ever played,
I just
said
it.
Was Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
Oh, jeez.
You didn't know it was Vin Diesel.
Richard, save your father. Richard, save your father.
I'm going to go with another underrated character. I don't even know who the actual character is. But it's going to be Top Gun, mainly because, you know, the second Top Gun is supposed to come out this weekend. Or not this weekend, but this year, the summer. And it's going to be I believe it's the Navy captain. Yeah, you know, the carrier captain.
Oh, yeah. What is that guy's name?
You know,
hang on, I'll find
Top
it.
Gun.
Yeah, what is that guy's name?
The
aircraft carrier captain.
Okay, Richard wins for obscurity, because when everybody has to go, oh, yeah.
Who is that guy?
I don't know, but I just know that he's the perfect, you know, he's smoking a cigar in his stateroom there. And,
it's cool.
You know, kind of old school stuff, and, you know, he just has the great look to him. He's shorter than them, so, of course, he's short and bald, so he's got to make up for, you know, these fighter pilots' great hair.
You know who else you're forgetting in that movie is bald?
Who?
Jester. Jester's bald.
Oh, yeah.
Jester's dead.
Yeah, Jester's bald. You missed that one.
There you go.
So there you go. There's two in that. There's probably more than two in that one. But
all right, John, you're up.
All right, I'm up. We'll take a break right after this. How about bum-ba-da-dum? There's a ton of these, by the way, because he's been in a gazillion movies, and I'm surprised nobody has mentioned him yet. That would be Danny DeVito. Oh, yeah. You could go Throw Mama from the Train, War of the Roses, Twins,
but
Jumanji.
He has hair in his head, though. It's just
on the sides. He's bald. Yeah, he's like Dan. He's
no,
bald.
No, that's. When it's on the side, it's bald.
Oh, no, the comb overs do not count, Andy.
They do count.
No.
Wait a minute. Without comb overs, you and I would be bald.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
Comb overs do not count.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Rush has three hairs. Okay, and he combs them around his head.
Danny DeVito
very
is bald as bald can be. He just haven't shaved the sides off yet. That's all.
All right.
I mean,
I don't know why I'm being so lenient.
You know your brother.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's bald.
And he is bald, right? No, yeah. But he has hair on the sides, right?
Yeah, but I think he shaves it off.
He does, because he just decided to go ahead and go all the way bald.
Right.
But when I met him, he had the Danny DeVito look.
Right.
If Dan ran fast and lowered his head, he'd be a bullet.
Okay, do you know what is funny, though?
What?
Because his son Michael calls him the human almond. When you're talking about the milkmaid and the almonds, all I can think
about
was
think
my
was
brother's
Dan?
Bald
oh, my word.
Head.
That's hilarious. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Keep texting us. I'll answer some of those, or I'll mention those in here in a minute. 307-200-8222. Roof Max, Dave Hart, which Ann met Dave.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Is he not a great guy?
I have to tell you, it's really impressive. I was talking about my own roof, and I said it's about 26 years old, but there's not a lot of flaking off of it. And he said, no, that is a prime candidate for a roof to have him come out and look at. So I'm going to have the Minnesota guy
come
look at my roof. But awesome. But you think about all the debris that comes off your roof and the nails and the tires you can lose. No, it's a win-win thing.
It really is. So, guys, get your free roof inspection. Dave can rejuvenate your current roof, get a lot of life out of it. I just had my roof done. Night and day difference. We'll have pictures up on the website in the not-too-distant future to show you all of that. That's what Ann was also here for, is to help with some of that as well. So give Dave a call today, though, 303-710-6916.
Save your roof with RoofMax. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, it won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. RoofMax in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Jason did call in. And by the way, we're doing movie reviews, movie rental reviews. Myself, Andy, Ann, and Richard, of course. We're doing them on bald actors and actresses. Jason did call in, and before he got cut off, we did find out that he had mentioned Coneheads,
which includes Jane Curtin. So extra points for a woman.
Wasn't there two women in that?
Well, at least one.
Oh, there's more than two. Because they had, a teenage daughter, right? Yeah, Charlie says yes. So he gets double points. Good job,
double
Jason.
Double points. Very good job, impressive. Jason. By the way, Jersey Joe had a couple, really quick here. Telly Savalas in the Dirty Dozen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Telly Savalas.
And, of course, Vin Diesel in XXX.
We're not using him again. We're done.
I'm going to use him constantly.
We're done. No, we're done. He's not an actor. He doesn't count. We're done.
I'm going to start using Vin Diesel like a verb.
We need a real actor. Vin Diesel is not.
I'm going to say his name constantly.
We're not. He's not even an actor.
Why am I always in trouble?
I know, because you know what buttons to push, because I don't like that guy. I want to watch a movie. I'm honestly, guys, nobody believes me. If Vin Diesel shows up on the screen, I'm changing the channel. I'm not watching. I can't watch the guy. He's awful. He's terrible. I'm flipping channels.
Okay, for mine, I'm actually going to call on Richard. Richard, who is the most famous bald villain in Justice League?
The most famous bald villain in the Lex Luthor.
Yep, Lex Luthor. And I don't know, you could go to Gene Hackman. I guess I'll throw Gene Hackman out for that one. He was pretty good. He was funny.
Did he shave his complete head then? Because he's not bald.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Lex Luthor is... once again, a very cool, bald villain. Richard, you're up.
Yes, not too shabby. All right, so I'm going to go with one, and I can't believe we haven't mentioned more of these, because he's another famous actor, and maybe it's because has had hair for a little bit, or short hair, but I'm going to go with bald, and that's going to be Will Smith. And then I'm just going to pick, we'll just go Independence Day, Andy.
Yeah,
he had hair in Independence Day.
It's borderline.
It is short. I admit it's short.
It's pretty short. It's not glowing bald, but it's pretty short.
Then you go iRobot or any of the other ones where he kind of wavers between that.
Yeah, he does.
You know,
is he bald in the Alien movie? What's why can't I think of it?
You're losing me here.
What can I think of it?
So
the Alien movie where it's a spoof, it's fun, It's funny.
Oh, Men in Black.
Men in Black. Is he's got hair there?
He's got hair in Men in Black.
Okay. I can't remember. Because it's so short. He's one of those where he's like...
Yeah.
Men in Black is not a spoof. It is real.
Yeah, well, there was a UFO report that came out yesterday. Maybe it is.
And the Navy confirmed that it was true.
The Navy confirmed it was an unidentified flying object. We have no idea what that means.
That there could be aliens. There could be bald aliens listening to the show right now.
No, there could be.
You don't know about.
And you know, I know one. His name is Vin Diesel.
Unfortunately for you, I don't think Vin Diesel meanders his time with our show.
Richard, is there some way you could get your dad to stop fixating on Vin Diesel? All he wants to do is bring up his movies. Constantly.
No, it's you,
Andy. Secretly, he likes
you.
And he just doesn't want to admit it.
All right, who's
secretly
up now?
Secretly, he does. You are, John.
I'm up?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one. It was mentioned. Joe mentioned earlier, but he didn't mention this movie. Telly Savalas in Kojak, Prince of Justice. And then he had his own TV show. How long did Kojak run? Several years, wasn't it? Lollipop. I always had the Lollipop, remember?
Yeah.
Who loves you, baby? Charlie just gave me that line.
Well, here's one that we've mentioned the actor, but we didn't mention the movie in The Rock in Jumanji.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. Come on. He was a lot of fun in that. Go ahead, Richard.
With Danny DeVito.
Yep.
Who was also bald.
No, he's not bald.
All right, so here's, again, a lesser known one, Andy.
I'm gonna blow going to blow a fan on your hair.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Richard.
That is going to be Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Good call. I
forgot
it.
About that.
Jeez, he's
Deadpool,
funny.
Yes.
I must go build the fort.
Oh, what's Josh saying there?
Well, we want to build a fort, folks.
Okay, we'll build a fort. Okay, you got me there because I would never have. I totally forgot about that.
Richard, I got to ask really quick. Do you do most of these shows from a couch cushion fort?
I actually go into the basement, Andy, because it's the only place where there's not usually, you know, screaming, yelling, and craziness ensuing. However, we are in the process of moving, and so there is, you know, not really a good place. And then my oldest now decides not to take naps, and so there's not really a good time to do these shows.
Gotcha.
I need a soundproof room.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I have one. Let's do, and I'm surprised nobody mentioned this yet, George C. Scott and Patton.
He was great.
Right? Great movie, by the way.
Was he bald?
Yeah.
I always think of him with the hat. That's why.
I think he's bald underneath, is he not?
I believe you.
Anyone?
Okay. One of my favorite bald actors is Ving Rhames, Mission Impossible. I like him in anything he's in. He's wonderful. Whole Nine Yards, Mission Impossible, Green Mile.
Okay.
Or wait, no, he wasn't that in that one. But anyway, Ving Rhames. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay.
You're up.
Okay.
By the way, I did just check. I found a picture. Yes, he does. Underneath the general hat, the general helmet, he's bald. So there you go.
Okay.
Hold on.
And real quick, by the way, George Patton, or you know, Patton himself was actually bald, right? What are you saying, Richard?
When we're done building our fort, we're going to show you.
Okay, Joshua. Good job.
Okay.
All right.
So, back on the note of bald folks. And that's going to be, I lost my train of thought. We haven't done this one. We've mentioned it before, and that's going to be Dwayne Johnson, but in Jumanji.
I just did
Jumanji.
You got to pick another one.
When did you say that?
You
had a kid crawling all over you.
You missed it.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, then I got it.
Beat you to the punch.
Find another one.
I got nothing there. I got nothing. I don't know what I can say. I'm in the depths already.
Oh, man, there's tons more. Okay, I got one. How about more? And there's a ton of movies that he's been in. Ed Harris, Apollo 13, Truman Show, Way Back, Beautiful Mind, The Firm.
Yep.
He's done them all, and he's bald. And he is bald.
In many of them.
Right.
Not always, but many.
Well, but I mean, he's like pretty bald just in general speaking.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, generally. He usually plays bald, well, a lot of times. Let's go 50-50. But he does it a lot, and he's great.
Does he have hair?
Yeah. Ed Harris has hair.
Not much, does he? He's kind of one of those, like, Dan types, isn't he? Not much hair?
I don't know.
Period?
You know, if I lean the wrong way, I look
Yeah,
bald.
He looks just like Dan. Okay, I'm looking at a picture of him. He's Dan.
My heart opens
and
up
tell
too
me,
much.
Tell me, is that not Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he hits
Dan.
That's Dan. There you go. Ed Harris is Dan. Sorry, Dan.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're
all right.
Up.
All right. All right.
You're
right,
up.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. One of my favorite villains ever, The Mummy. The one with Brendan Fraser as the hero.
I never saw it.
Oh, you've never seen The Mummy?
No, I've never seen The Mummy.
Oh, dude.
Is it good?
Richard, tell your dad how good The Mummy is.
I mean, it's not like super up there, Andy.
Well,
but
it's pretty
show.
Good, though. It's fun.
It's got a bald guy in it, so we're really running low here.
Jeez.
Charlie says not
no,
the Tom Cruise
not one. The Tom Cruise Mummy. Brendan Fraser.
Never saw it.
I said not that. He is a much better mummy person than Tom Cruise was, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you up, Richard? Do you have one or no?
Oh, I do, actually. Speaking of which, Tom Cruise, and this just came to my mind. What movie he plays he's a bald dude. And he's come on, guy, you got to help me out here.
He's a bald dude.
He's bald. Yes, he's bald, and oh, my word. Hold on. All right, I got to Google it really quick. Since you just did this, Tom Cruise.
Oh, you're bald. Right. You're right. He's in, he's bald in the, what movie is that called? Hold on. I'll
Tropic
figure it
Thunder.
Out. Yes.
That's right.
Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr. I mean, he plays the Dan version of bald, right? Where he's got the hair on the sides and stuff.
Are we
he's the agent of the director, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dances.
Anyway,
is that the one he dances at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny too.
Yeah. I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking at it. He's bald. Was he not bald in one of the other? What's the other movie where he's I got to think of it. There's been another movie he was bald in besides that, besides Tropic Thunder. I got to think of it.
Okay. Well,
if anybody's listening and has that, by the way, text us in 307-200-8222.
Okay, you got another?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. Hang on.
Let's hear it.
Now, Andy might not consider him bald, but I do. That would be Robert Duvall, The Judge, Jack Reacher, Days of Thunder, Open Range, Deep Impact. Go down the list, and
well,
he is bald.
He's largely bald.
He
I
is
was
bald.
Going, I was going for cue ball.
Andy, I'm going to tell you one thing. As a man,
yes.
I don't think there's any man out there that if you don't have hair on the very top of your head, all the way from front to back, you're bald.
What?
And Charlie, am I right? If you're a man and you lose all the hair on the top of your head and all you've got this little shag thing on the sides, you're bald.
I have to agree with John. Yeah.
You would.
I mean,
I'm going to say
no,
you are bald. Richard, am I right?
Yeah.
That's bald.
Yeah,
that's mostly bald.
I have a grandfather who's bald, but he still has hair on the sides of his head.
Yeah, but you refer to them as a bald guy.
Thank you. And,
I am
and
getting
the guys that
too,
have that
yeah.
would say, I'm bald.
I am
well,
getting way
do.
Too lenient here. We need to be more strict.
Good night. We
Andy's
need to be more
strict.
I got to lay down the law. Okay, let me give you one here.
Way too lenient on this category, so you better count your lucky stars.
Yeah, I'm going to I'm going to get real here. Daddy Warbucks in Annie.
Ooh.
See, and he
Andy,
is bald.
No one likes to watch Annie.
There's nothing along the side. What do you mean? Annie was very popular.
Dan says we're brutal, by the way.
He's terrible. Just texting
yeah.
you.
And Annie. I never saw Annie. You know
no,
why
it's
I never,
a musical.
You know why I never saw Annie? Because it's a musical.
There you go.
And do you know what Dan would call his head if he had that hair along the side? He'd call it an afro.
Well, that's Dan, but he's still bald. He's at the blue pill.
Yeah.
He didn't take the red pill of what he really is. When there's just a little bit around the side, you're bald. You don't have the hair on your head.
Richard, you're
Charlie,
up. Richard,
ahead.
Now that we're
go
going
Richard.
With people with a full head of
Andy,
hair, go
Andy,
ahead.
When you got nothing,
any movie you want to say.
When you got nothing to keep the heat from escaping the top of your head, you are bald.
Thank you. When all the heat goes out because there's no hair to keep it in, you're bald.
So we should start measuring that with all these guys, these actors, and say, you're losing too much heat, so you're bald, not enough heat, you're not bald.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Line them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Okay.
So Andy probably said this one, but who knows, whatever it is. But maybe we didn't mention it. If we haven't mentioned it, then I
I'm
going to
claim I said it, no matter what it is. Go ahead.
Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Nobody mentioned
Bruce
that.
Bruce Willis in general.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is bald, by the way.
Yeah, in the latest Die Hard, in Die Hard 4, he was bald and he was great. Hilarious.
I mean, He's bald in all the other ones, pretty much.
No, he wasn't bald in the first one. He had pretty full much. Hair.
Not the first one, but the first one, the Christmas movie doesn't count.
As Die Hard?
No. It just doesn't count as being part of the bald movement, Andy.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm with
you. He started
you.
Losing his hair, and then he decided to embrace it, and he's one of those dudes that looks better bald than with hair.
Okay.
One of the very few. Very few.
Okay, I have a thought here. What to qualify as being bald is if you can't run your fingers through your hair, then you're bald because you have nothing to run your fingers
Ooh,
through.
Ooh,
right?
And good qualifier.
Right? And if you never own a brush or a comb,
you're bald.
You might be bald.
You're bald. Okay, so here's
so
a guy.
My comb over is, you're saying that's, you know, I only have four hairs. If I put them together and they're very long, I can actually tow a car. I mean, they're very long.
I
want
to see that.
Go ahead. You're up.
All right. I have one that Andy probably isn't going to think is bald, but I think is because most of what he ever plays, he looks bald. That would be Jason Statham.
Oh, he's bald.
Yeah.
He's pretty bald.
And he's been in a ton of movies. I can't even rattle them all off, but there's a gazillion.
Yeah, just Italian Job. Go with the easy
he's
one.
Tons.
Use the go-to.
On down the line we go.
I love Jason Statham.
I do, too. I think he's a great actor. He I do like, unlike the other guy.
Well, let's do another Bruce Willis, Red.
Oh, yeah. And that had Malkovich, too.
Yep.
You got two for there.
Although, Malkovich had hair in that one.
Oh.
He did.
Yeah,
yes,
did.
He did.
You're correct.
Okay, Richard.
Correct. All right, so I'm going to go with, because again, I'm grasping at straws here, because it's Andy's choice in categories that I'm never going to let you remember.
So bitter.
And that is going to be Stanley Tucci. And if you don't remember, know who he is, he played in Lucky Number 11, Captain America, the First Avenger.
Right.
But I remember him mostly in the movie The Core, you know, where they got to bury it down.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good one, too.
So
that was a fun movie.
All right, somebody just texted in, by the way, which I never would have thought of. Ed Asner in Up, the cartoon. He's bald.
That's a good one.
Somebody also said Eddie Murphy as Cletus Klump.
He's right.
I don't know that movie, by the way. Eddie Murphy, Cletus
Klump.
What movie
professor.
Is that?
Nutty Professor.
Oh, got it. You're right.
That was the family.
Yep. I got it. Oh, here's another good one, by the way. Lou Gossett Jr. in An Officer and a Gentleman.
Actually, Lou Gossett Jr. in a lot of good movies.
He's a lot of good movies. He's bald, right?
Yep.
You know what? Good job, listeners. Thank you. Good job. Perfect.
Excellent. Can I throw out a cartoon?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Gru from Despicable Me.
Gru. Okay.
Hi, Richard. Huh? It's not bad.
Yeah, there you go. Touché.
Okay.
Somebody says, of course, have we mentioned Sean Connery yet?
No. Yeah, in The Rock.
He's bald in a lot of movies, by the way.
Baldish.
And,
yeah, well, but he's got hair in some other movies, so I don't know. He's kind of hard.
Well, the older he got, the less hair he had. Let's just say that. Right?
Yes.
Less British.
Sort of like Duvall. Somebody said Brad Pitt started out bald in Benjamin Button. Yeah, good one.
That's a good one.
Good job.
Nicely
whoever said
done.
That, good job.
We're
yes.
getting a lot of ideas on this one.
All right, somebody said something about, don't know if it's been mentioned, but V for Vendetta has a bald Natalia Portman.
That's...
Or sorry,
Natalie
Portman. Sorry, Natalie,
not,
okay.
She doesn't go bald. She just goes like very shaven head.
Okay, so her head's shaven.
Yeah.
What about G.I. Jane? Does that count? Because she shaves her head
there. According
anymore.
To Andy, no, because you can see some hair still.
No, I'll go
I'm
with it.
No, I'm
okay
Andy
with
on
it.
That. If you just shave your head like military, where you just shave it really short, there's still hair there. You're not bald.
Okay, let
but
me.
If you're, again, going Dan style, where you just got the, you know, the fern on the side there, or the, you know, the whatever you want to do.
We got to hurry up. We got to wrap it up. Keep going,
you know
keep
when
going.
Dan,
let's go.
You know when Dan leaves the studio,
yes.
He actually sheds an entire layer of skin. There's like a shell
behind
of him.
We got to close out. Last one. Here
Hardy.
We go. You ready? I'm surprised Andy didn't mention
Hardy.
This.
Go ahead.
Charlize Theron in Mad Max Fury Road.
Awesome.
Stupidest
awesome.
Movie on the planet.
No,
by the way.
Great movie. Loved
awful,
it.
Awful. Terrible. Anyways.
Shrek.
All right. Shrek, that's a good one. Richard, one more. You got one or no?
Tom Hardy as Bane in Batman.
Yep, the third one. Nicely done.
All right, we're going to go to break. Charlie, you'll have to let him off because I cannot. We've got Barber's Foods up next. And, you know, you don't want to eat chicken with hair on it.
Probably not,
you want to eat a bald chicken, right? So you can get that at barbersfoods.com. By the way, seriously, folks, any meat you want, they've got it all. They'll deliver it to you, and it is great. So go to barbersfoods.com, make an order, and if you can, tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to BarbersFoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. BarbersFoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
All right, a good shop is next, folks. If you've been involved in an accident, I know we got a lot of weather here lately. I talked about this yesterday. And there's a lot of slipping and sliding going on last night. If you need anything when it comes to getting your car fixed from a collision, don't tow it anywhere else. Take it to a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
From Denver's KLZ 560, I'm your radio bald guy, Richard Beatty, with traffic and weather. At home, through work, and on the road, the road to integrity starts with EverAccountable.com. Don't go it alone. Go to KLZRadio.com/accountable. New crashes, I-270 East at York, backed up to I-25. That's seeing eye to eye. Cleaning up the earlier wreck at Peoria and I-70. 225 North at Yosemite has traffic at a standstill to I-25. And down in the Gap area, Greenland exit 167, I-25 southbound has traffic backed up to Toma Road. Skyview weather on Rush to Reason. A few flurries now and then for your afternoon rush. Still a sheet of ice and slush. Mayor Hancock, two words about snow removal. Bill McNichols, no snow removal means mayor removal. We're hanging at 32 degrees in Denver. That's traffic and weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, your home station.
All right, guys, that's it for hour two. Hour three is next. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Andy, Ann, and Charlie will be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.